who were never charged and never convicted of any crime, and then were sent not back to their home countries, but to a third country that you had no knowledge of before. How has life been like for those men who are, in essence, stateless at this point?
Yes, you know, releasing from Guantanamo is supposed to be a resettlement agreement between the United States government and the hosting countries. And as Chuck Hagel said in his interview in 2017, that Americans, you know, handed the budget for each country and they demand them from rehabilitation and reintegration. That was supposed to happen, but that never happened. When we were released in Guantanamo, some of us were resettled against our will to a countries where we have no knowledge, you know, away from our families, culture, language, and everything. Those countries, you know, when I did my research for my thesis for my university last year about rehabilitation and reintegration of former Guantanamo detainees, I found out there wasn't any kind of rehabilitation and reintegration program. It depends on the hosting countries. These prisoners who relocate in Oman, Qatar, Almania, or Germany, or Irlanda, they are doing well. I mean, those countries actually help them and support them to integrate into the society. But countries like Eastern Europe, Serbia, Albania, Kazakhstan, Senegal, and other countries, people face many difficulties and challenges. Some of them still live in limbo, no legal status. Some of them end up dying, losing their life. Some of them are being threatened to be deported. And some of them actually spend for the last 5 years in the United Arab Emirates, one of the worst cases. After release from Guantanamo, the United Arab Emirates found themselves spending 5 years. They were released just 2 months ago after they were hospitalized from coronavirus. The United Arab Emirates, they didn't want anyone to die there. So they just shipped them to Yemen without any coordination with their families or government or lawyers or NGOs. And when the released prisoners arrived in Yemen, some of them, in less than 24 hours, they were kidnapped by Houthi and imprisoned for at least 2 months. And we have been working for those cases for the last month. At least 5 of them has been now kidnapped by the militia, and we are trying to free them. We freed, 3 so far, because we are working with CASE to track the case, to communicate with our lawyers in the United States, with the ICRC, and they can communicate with the militia in Yemen. So basically, you know, we live in Guantanamo 2.0. No legal status. Some of us cannot travel, live in the stigma of Guantanamo, viewed by the hosting countries as a terrorist, as killers. And we also...
Mossam, I wanted to ask you, we have only about 2 minutes left, but one of the things that many Americans say, well, they weren't convicted, but they were really terrorists. How many of the more than 700 men who were released, to your knowledge, ended up going into some kind of organizations of terrorism or to seek to attack the United States again, from what you can tell?
Or if you could answer that. Mansour, if you could answer that.
Oh, sorry. You know, basically, if you go to the report of Seton Hall University and ACLU, that 86% of the prisoners Guantanamo were interrogation. George W. Bush himself released like around over 500 prisoners. They found out it was a mistake. Darren Rumsfeld himself, he said most of the detainees Guantanamo were dirt farmers. I'm talking about the statements by the officials and American institutes. So, when they say like a terrorist, we starved at Guantanamo for justice, asking why we were there. So I was told I was a terrorist at Guantanamo because my behavior within the detention, I wasn't uncooperative. I wasn't because we used to protest for stopping the torture, the hunger strike. That way had that classified as terrorist. And specifically,
I'm talking about Mansour.
In my case, for example, I was sold as Al-Qaeda commander. By 2015, they said, unclear if he actually joined Al-Qaeda. So basically, there is no basis whatsoever. It just, you know, they try to market their narrative about Guantanamo.
Mansour, we have to leave it there, but I want to encourage people to watch The Hour with Mansour Adaifi, who was imprisoned without charge for 14 years. And thank you so much to James Yee. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Wear a mask. Stay safe.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Thank you. deserves music, sweet music. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. 7 in the morning, step on the floor, walking through the kitchen and you open the door. Ain't much left in the bottle of juice because the seeds that you're planting never reproduce. Computer's still running, but your mind is cracked because the plans that you made never came to pass. Now you're recognizing the times is hard when you're trying to take a bite at your ATM card. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. G's on life and stabilized at the age of 15 on the drink and drive. No one ever could seem to empathize. Making babies in the backseat on tranquilizers. Papa never was much a rolling stone. See, he just liked to sit and drink alone. Mama always tried to do the best she could. She would work all day and come home to cook. But we all vain, we all strange, we all stained. We all love to just complain. But nobody wants to seem to get along. See, we got shame, we got pain, we got blame. We all a little bit insane. So that's why I sing this song, you know, because everyone deserves music, sweet music. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. Even our worst enemies, Lord, they deserve music, music. And even the quiet ones. Why I sing this song, you know, because everyone deserves music, sweet music. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. Even our worst enemies, Lord, they deserve music.
Oh, Brother, you don't need to turn me away. I was waiting down at the ancient gate.
As the winter turned the man. Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
You Get busy! busy.
You're not as messed up as you think you are. Your self-absorption makes you messier. Just settle down and you would feel a whole lot better deep down. You're just like everybody else. She's not as pretty as she thinks she is. Just picture her after she's had kids. I bet she sits at home and listens to the Smiths deep down. She's just like everybody else. Ambitious with his arguing, he's crap for dancing, yeah, and he can't hold his drink deep down. He's just like everybody else. I'm not as awesome as his song makes out. I'm angry, underweight, and sketching out. I'm building bonfires of my vanities and doubts to get warm, just like everybody else.
is gone to break your heart in two. It's true. It's not hard to realize. Just look into her false colored eyes. She'll build you up to just put you down. What a clown, 'cause everybody knows the things she does to please. She's just a little tease. See the way she walks, hear the way she talks. Seven, have a look. She's gone to smile to make you frown. What a clown. Little boy, she's from the streets. Before you start, you're already beat. She's gone to play you for a fool. Yes, it's true, 'cause everybody knows the things she does to please. She's just a little tease. See the way she walks, hear the way she talks. She does to please. She's just a little tease.
Hey kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Alright, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
Pittsburgh.
Congregation, please be seated and open your prayer guides to the Book of Revelations, Psalm 69.
My heart beats touched by Christ.
give a little love back, God.
Psalm 16.